today was a Falcon on Falcon day, where we came out here and really worked on fundamentals. Did not start our game planning yet for the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll start that on Wednesday, so we'll have a normal sequencing week. But big day on fundamentals today, things that we felt like we needed to do to help ourselves play better through the last 10 games of the season.
Everybody back in pretty good shape, and did y'all check in, and how did all that go?
Went well. Again, I don't want to be too transparent. We don't have to give an injury report until Wednesday. We've got some guys back since I gave you the nugget on Michael Palmer before he went down. We'll talk about Michael was back, so that was good to see. We were targeting this week. Michael was able to participate in practice today, so that's a positive to get him back.
You know, Corey Peters is eligible to come off the PUP, being that it's after week six. What's his status?
Well, he practiced today, and he practiced in a limited basis, and we will up his participation as the week goes on. And again, by rule, we have 21 days to activate him. But it was very nice to see Corey Peters with a football helmet and shoulder pads out on the field today.
Do you want to handicap his status for some?
No, I can't. I can't speak to that right now, John.
Those fundamentals that you've worked on, were those some things that maybe in the week-to-week-to-week thing you wouldn't have had time to do, and this time period gave you a little bit of time to figure that out?
Exactly. We spent more time in our individual periods today than we normally would to work on some of the fundamental things on offense, defense, and on special teams. Our special teams period early in the practice was specifically on some fundamentals. The majority of the practice today was working on fundamentals.
How is Peter Kontz coming along for you, Coach?
Peter Kontz is coming along well. He's a guy that can play two positions for us, and like the way that he's progressing.
Dent got some extensive playing time against the Raiders because of Nicholas is being limited. How did he do in your estimation?
I thought that it was a good experience for Akeem. Akeem's experience up to this point has been in the base defense, so it was the first time that he played in sub. He played every snap of the ball game, and every snap that he gets is going to be not only beneficial for him but beneficial for us. We probably could have played Steven in that ball game. Steven played special teams, but we wanted to hold him out. He wasn't 100%, and it was a coaching decision, to hold him out and get him as healthy. And he's back full speed today. There's another nugget.
Does Dent particularly help you in the run game when you talk about him helping the team?
He helps us in that it's another experienced guy now that we can play in our packages where he can line up and play the backer position. When we moved him inside, then it made Sean played the position that he played last year, so there were a couple of moving parts in the game against Oakland in our sub package.
When you defend the run, what does it mean to change the math?
Okay, what it means to change the math? Okay, it's real simple. You've got 8-man spacing, 7-man spacing. When you have 7-man spacing, you have 7 guys close to the line of scrimmage. The math is even. Okay, so you've got to do something to change the math. The guy's got to whip a block. You have to slant your defense. There's a number of there's a number of ways to do it. But in 8-man spacing, you always have one more closer to the line of scrimmage than they can block. But when you do that, now you are playing one-on-one on the outside. So, and then the offense will try to get even, and they'll motion the guy in and crack the 8th defender, and it just becomes a chess match between the coordinators and the play callers and the players.
You're in a situation this week where they've had a change in as far as their defensive calls or their coordinator. Again, a little bit of an unknown situation there for you, or do you just have to attack the way you guys have to attack?
Well, it's really most of it, Randy, is about us, of course. We've got to go out and we've got to execute, but there'll be some unknown. There'll be some unscouted looks. Coach Bowles is an outstanding coach. He's the interim head coach there at Miami last year. Worked with Mike Nolan and Joe Dana. I've known Todd a long time. He's an excellent coach. So we've got to be prepared for some unscouted looks. And I don't think there'll be a mass change in what they do philosophically because they've invested so much time into the scheme that they're running.